Huh, you pervert? Hey. So, what is the state of the conversation that just happened between Hunter and I? He's like, so, does the Wish app, like, ad ever pop up on your Facebook? And I was like, no, I don't know.
See, it's like an ad, but then you can, like, scroll sideways through stuff they're selling.
And I honestly, I didn't know what Wish is.
It's like an app, so you get, like, it takes 2 weeks to get to you, they say, but it's extremely cheap because it's from China.
China. So, this ad popped up on you.
Yeah.
And what was the first?
Fleshlight. It was a fleshlight. And Brock's like, oh, yeah. What have you been searching?
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure that they cater those ads to your search history. And how interesting that the Wish ad.
Let's see what the other ones are.
Sex doll, fleshlight, lube.
If Facebook doesn't return to the top, and it didn't this time. So, yeah, there's a fleshlight. There's a bullets on a keychain. Second one. Third one is like, I don't know, what is that? Like an Iron Man mask or something? Like a helmet? Yeah. Dude, it's such a first aid kit. A Jeep bumper.
That's literally you. This is you.
A sun hat. I guess you're right.
Yeah, it goes by.
Dude, I'll say, I don't have a fleshlight, though.
How many times have you searched it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about it.
The wife was gone this past weekend.
You're right.
Yeah. You were lonely, weren't you? You almost bought it.
Wish knows. Look at this one. What is that?
That's one of those vibrator thingies.
No, that's a thong.
Oh, it's a thong.
That's like a one, like,
for men?
No, it's for women.
Oh.
See, it's weird. It's random. Why would I want that? Look at that, like a full bodysuit.
See, now that, you would buy something like that.
Wish is wild.
No, I think it's taking stuff off of your search history and going, I think you'd like this. Fleshlight. That's so funny.
Damn it!
That's what you get.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
More fleshlights. Your Morning Dump, of course, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. The perfect sponsor for the Morning Dump.
Absolutely.
If you've had too many and your septic is overflowing from the Morning Dump.
Is your tank ever overflowed?
I don't have a septic, but on the farm, I think we had one.
So, septic tank, they just fill up and then they drain them. They don't drain by themselves anyway?
No. What you do, it breaks down, I'm pretty sure.
So say, my parents' house, they've been there for like 25 years. I'm not sure if they've had their septic pumped or not. But if they haven't, does that mean, like, when I was a child, there's still a turd floating around in there from when I was a kid?
Probably not. I'm guessing that's, of course, I have seen some of yours, and they're pretty hardy. No, that's why, like, you put that stuff down there, that bacteria that eats away at it.
Okay.
That's why you don't want it to overflow. Yeah. But if it does, pump that septic.
Those are the guys.
I just taught you something, didn't I?
You did. Yeah. I learned something today.
Like, we should actually have you pumped, because you are so full of crap.
It's right to the mouth.
Does pump that septic do people that are just full of crap?
Right.
Because we need Hunter. Anyway, if you have nice teeth and a 5.5-inch donger, consider yourself a made man. A new survey asked women to name the sexiest physical features on a man. A good smile came in first.
Would you say?
You got a nice straight teeth. Yeah.
I got a chip in my tooth, though.
On the bottom one or the top one?
Top one.
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit.
It's a little bit.
All right, I'll dock you.
Keep my bottom lip over. I'm conscious of it.
I'll dock you a few points on the hotness scale.
Well, here, you got to do the wiener, too. Check it out. Check it out.
Because that came in second. You put your donger away.
No, look at it.
Put your donger away.
Look at it.
I'm not looking at your donger.
Look at it.
Because there's a good chance that thing is hanging out. Let me see. All right.
You look. He looked.
A good smile came in first. An average size junk came in second.
Yeah.
That's right. Researchers found that average size junk is way more desirable than larger junk. The rest of the most attractive physical features are short hair, big hands, nice back, muscular arms, and facial hair.
Boom.
What do lesbian women like? Or lesbians, as I almost said, because they're a wascally lesbian.
It's a soft L. Soft L.
That's what Elmer Fudd was hunting. I'm looking for that wasky lesbian. lesbians prefer a good smile as well. That was number one. Number two, average-sized breasts. And number three, average-sized butt. Huh. You know, I actually do want to talk about this because let's be honest. We all know you watch any porno movie. The guy has a swinging hog. All right. You look at it and you're like, good God, how do you walk around with that thing in between your legs? I think
it's a tripod.
I think aesthetically, women, it's the same reason they go to the male review strip shows.
Uh-huh.
I think it's almost a play on things. But the average woman it just likes the average stuff because let's be honest, you're getting, you know, just smoked by a 14-inch Pringle can. I don't know if that's going to be fun all the time. You know,
I don't think so.
You know, so I don't know. You know. Which this is good news for us guys.
You got to put yourself in those shoes.
Yeah.
No.
Those size 18 shoes.
Right.
Because that's the size of feet that guy has if he's rocking that lap hog. So anyway, fellas, good news. Just make sure you take care of your smile and don't worry about your little fella downstairs because he's probably adequate.
Your little button.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You're adequate. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Lastly, go from nice teeth and dongers to electric pickup trucks.
Oh.
Ford is working on an electric version of their best-selling F-150. While it's definitely going to be different than the gas-powered truck we're all used to, it might just get the job done. Video is swirling out there that shows the F-150 EV test car towing more than 1 million pounds.
Wow. See, I'm telling you, man, electric is ridiculous.
I'm all for it, dude. I am. You know, obviously, they still have to work on the batteries, and they still have to work on the overall runtime of the. That's, I think, the big hurdle. But once we get past that, dude, game over.
Well, the battery and the Teslas now are pretty much there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that Roadster, which is supposed to come out in 2020, I doubt it. But those things are going like 600 miles on a charge.
No joke.
That's insane. Dude, that's halfway to Florida.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
Kiki's car, she's got that Ford Escape. And on a full tank, that goes like 400-some miles.
Yeah.
Like just shy of 400, I think. Which is not bad, especially because it's a small tank.
Yeah.
Little four-banger. So, you know, I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Because I can fill that thing up. But, man, if you're getting 600 miles.
Yeah, I think all these companies are filing suit with Tesla. Tesla came out with their truck.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's ridiculous.
You need to. Look, I love, don't get me wrong, throw me in a 1971 Dodge Charger 440, that smog rolling out. I love those old cars.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm looking at a daily driver, I have no problem.
I've seen more and more Teslas now than I have ever seen.
Oh, I've seen a ton around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those hoity-toities from Chicago coming over. They got those fancy Teslas and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm all for it. I think we need to do more with it. And the fact that we're so far behind is a true testament to how powerful big oil is.
Have you ridden in an electric car yet?
Not a full electric.
Mm-hmm. I hear, man, you get in one, especially if you're driving. If you get in one, you don't turn back.
Yeah.
Like anybody that I've ever seen talk about driving an electric car, they're like, dude, it is. It's like you're jumping like 30 years into the future.
Yeah.
They say it is absolutely second to none.
Yeah. No, like I said, I'm all for it, and I think this is great. And I love F-150s. I really do.
Not to mention, they haul ass, dude. Yeah. Electric cars haul.
I can't wait to go so fast with my nice teeth and my tiny donger. What? All right, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
The summer concert.